AircheckDownloads.com.
On 1548 AM, this is Capital Gold, London.
Tonight we're gonna have a ball right here on Capital Gold, the Randall Leroy's Radio Show.
It's
TGIF. Turn the volume up on your radio, 'cause
Randall's
here and ready to go.
And we're gonna start out with the U.S. Countdown. Now on Friday nights, every Friday 8 to 9, we're going back to
Capital Gold Remembers. 1963.
Pretty good year. Well, it started as a good year 28 years ago stateside. It sure did, but it ended up pretty bad, and we'll get to that a bit later. Let's kick off right now. A new entry. 28 years ago stateside, Martha and the Vandellas. Follow up to Heatwave, and it's called Quicksand. That starts moving up the U.S. charts. Will peak in January of 1964. The top 10 and number 8, Martha and the Vandellas. 63 started out good in America, still hanging over, rocking over from the 1950s when everything was hunky-dory. But later on in the 60s, after this very day, and we'll get to that later, things got a lot worse from this day onwards. But back in April, President Kennedy, he confers honorary U.S. citizenship on Winston Churchill, your main man, and also in sport, well, the Boston Celtics, as I say every week, took the title in basketball over the L.A. Lakers. New York Giants lose to the Chicago Bears 14-10 for the NFL championship. And the Dodgers sweep the World Series over the New York Yankees. U.S. sport that year, 28 years ago. And Bobby Rydell was doing pretty good, too. And he'll peak in January 1964, about a month before the British invasion, at number 4 with this one. But this week, also a new entry. On the 22nd of November 1963, Bobby Rydell and Forget Him. Neil Sedaka getting lots of airplay 28 years ago stateside with that tune, Bad Girl, but it wouldn't go any higher in December than 33. Bad Girl on gold, and here is America's premier garage rock act of the 1960s. Back then, they didn't call it that, though. It will make number 2 in January. Stayed there for 6 weeks. He held out, but is singing none. But everybody on this day, or just before this day, I'll explain in a while. We're trying to figure out the words to this one. Kingsman and Louie Louie.
Capital Gold remembers 1963.
We're heading to Trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles.
On this very day, yes, indeed, on this very day, 28 years ago, it was real bad news for the USA, very bad news, and no music was played on the radio for 4 days. So on this day, we couldn't have had a chart 28 years ago because there was no music coast to coast in the USA. On this day, we'll talk more about it in a minute. Marvin Gaye, Can I Get a Witness? I've got my composure back. I just couldn't stand hearing that again. Brought tears to my eyes. It sure did. Choked me up. Reminds me of being a kid that came in school and said what happened. We all laughed. We thought they were joking. Yes. But it was true on this very day in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. Kennedy was killed, and it started a whole era in America of disillusionment. And after this day, as I said, no music was played on the radio for about four days, and it was a real grim time. And then shortly after that, we went right into Vietnam, and oh boy, the end of an era. And it all happened today. 28 years ago, an LBJ was sworn in on Air Force One leaving Dallas on that very day. The shooting occurred at 12:35 p.m. Central Time, Dallas, Texas time, 1:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And JFK was pronounced dead at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which would make it about 7 p.m. London time on this very day. But let's get off that subject and let's move on now to something happy. But we had to review it because it happened on this very day 28 years ago. Let's move on. Chubby Checker, hey, he was real hot at the time, stateside, around 1961, 2, 3. And here's the B-side of a big hit of his, too, called Hookatooka. But here's the B-side, also did pretty well. In December, we'll peak at number 12, Chubby Checker and Lottie Lowe. That's more like it. Happy Town, the Capital Gold, TGIF, Friday night. Chubby Checker, Lottie Lowe, ex-chicken market worker from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, also back in 63. Gene Pitney started acting lessons, but he never worked on it or never went through with it because he didn't appear in any films unless maybe a cameo role. But he started right about this time in 63 and was also moving up the charts, getting lots of airplay. Gene and 24 Hours from Tulsa. For you. One of our better singers at the time, 1960. Lenny Welch from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Reviving a 1947 tune, Since I Fell for You. And as I said before, on this very day, 28 years ago, it was the end of our innocence, as it were, carrying over from the 1950s. And this song from the Beach Boys is at 19, up from 44, will peak in December at number 6. And it sort of captured the spirit of teen America that was soon to be finished, of course, after this day. But it did capture it at the time, the Beach Boys, and they're saying, be true to your school. Oh, yes, be true to your school. Push them back. Friday night football games. Girlfriend working on the pom-poms for the pep rally. Cheerleaders parking on Lover's Lane after the game. Those were the days. Top 10 from this day 28 years ago is on the way shortly.
Capital Gold remembers 1963.
Three, stateside at number 10. Los Indios Tabayaros. Tabayaras. Brazilian Indian brothers. Natalicio and Antenor Lima. And they're Brazilian. And it's called Maria Helena. And also, just to make you feel that little, maybe that little touch old, who was born in 1963? Just a few here. Well, January, Andrew Ridgely. He's a big man now. From Wham. Julian Lennon in April. Jimmy Osmond in April. And George Michael. Born 1963 in June. All those years ago. Here's number 10. It's mellow at number 10. And I had so much more to tell you about 1963, but it pales into insignificance after our little feature, or whatever it is, the news actuality on Kennedy assassination. At number 9, this one will go to number 1 and stay there for 4 weeks. She is Sister Luke Gabriella from Belgium. She is Belgian. And she's called the Singing Nun, and it's called Dominique at 9.
Aircheckdownloads.com.